Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio.
In medical news released yesterday afternoon, two healthcare systems serving the Hudson Valley in Connecticut are planning to launch a seven-hospital chain by 2019. The latest merger proposal in a not-for-profit industry which faces economic pressures and uncertain futures, HealthQuest Systems of LaGrangeville and Western Connecticut Health Network yesterday proposed a two-state network of hospitals with combined revenues of $2.4 billion that'll serve 1.5 million residents. The New York hospitals joining the yet-to-be-named venture are HealthQuest's Putnam Hospital Center in Carmel, Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie, and Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck. HealthQuest already operates one hospital, Sharon Hospital in Connecticut. Western Connecticut Hospitals owns Danbury Hospital, New Milford Hospital, and Norwalk Hospital, which will join the merger. The agreement will require the approval of state and federal officials. Both sides say they don't anticipate significant regulatory hurdles ahead. If approved, the merger will create a 1,500-bed system, a workforce of over 12,000 people. The announcement comes as Vassar Brothers is in the middle of a $500 million expansion along the Poughkeepsie waterfront that will add 264 private patient rooms and other medical services. The addition, one of the largest capital projects ever in Dutchess County, is expected to open in 2019.
Scholarship applications for the Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship are now available through the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Guidance Department and Art Department. Any senior pursuing a degree in fine arts, including film, can apply. It's advised that students seek the assistance of their guidance advisor, art teacher, or film teacher when completing the application. This was launched in 2004. The $40,000 award is disbursed in annual payments of $10,000 and is administered by the Foundation for Contemporary Arts based in New York City. March 30th in Torrington, the Warner Theater presents founding members of the band America. Jerry Beckley and Dewey Bunnell will perform the songs You Love, A Horse with No Name, Ventura Highway, and many more at 8 p.m. Sharon Daycare Center Easter Egg Hunt happens Saturday, March 31st at 11 o'clock for children age 10 and under. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 11 at Sharon Center School basketball court. The Easter Egg Hunt will start promptly at 11:15. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, refreshments will be served. Blue Rider Stables invites families to their third annual candy-free Easter egg hunt on Saturday, March 31st from 10 till 1. It's a free community event, great for kids of all ages. Pony rides, hay maze, face painting, and delicious refreshments available for an additional charge. Blue Rider Stables is located at 15 Farm Lane, South Egremont. More information at 413-528-5299. The VFW Couch People Post 6851 Route 7 in North Canaan on March 31st at 8 p.m. presents Two Guys in Suits and Ties. If you like to dance, if you like to party, this is the place to be on Saturday the 31st. All proceeds benefit the Couch People Building Fund. March 31st and April 1st, Red Hook Bard College, Abby Z, and the New Utility presents Abandoned Playground, a hyperkinetic contest of physical, daring, and extreme virtuosity choreographed by Abby Zabkowski, winner of the 2017 Jerry Bessie Award. Coming up on April 2nd, it's the American Legion Post 178 All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Breakfast. Pancakes, bacon, coffee, French toast, eggs, hot chocolate, syrup, home fries, tea, sausage, toast, eat-in or take-out from 7 to 11 at the American Legion Post on Route 44 in Millerton, New York. April 6th in Red Hook Bard College presents Liam Malinalli, a founding member of the band Hothouse Flowers, one of Ireland's best-loved musicians, performing in collaboration with Deirdre Lowry's American-Irish Dance Company at 7:30. April 6th in Norfolk Infinity Hall, founding member of the Kinks, Dave Davies, and his band will perform new material as well as classics. It starts at 8 p.m. InfinityHall.com. In Great Barrington on April 7th, Think Food Conference, The Future of Farming, Democratizing the Food System, featuring talks, presentations, roundtable discussions, and more. Bard College at Simon's Rock from 10 until 5. April 7th in Wissahick, the Wissahick Project and Maxim Mills, E-Textile Spring Rake Social and Seed Swap, talks, informal discussions, and small workshops along with exhibitions at the intersection of craft, technology, and textiles, 1 till 6 p.m. The Seed Swap runs from 3 until 4.
On Saturday the 7th, Dr. Stephen Keith Sergarin, associate professor of the Sunbridge Institute in Chestnut Ridge, New York, and executive director and faculty chair at Berkshire Waldorf High School in Stockbridge, will present a talk entitled The Perpetual Crisis in U.S. Education. Anybody who lives in the northwest corner knows that the educational system is in a state of flux, but it's not only here. They'll discuss those topics along with the history of education in America at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library on Main Street in Salisbury. Putting spring in your step, the Cornwall Contra Dance, 24 Pine Street in Cornwall, Saturday, April 7th. Dancing begins at 7 with music by Still the Homegrown Band, calling by Rich Severdella. All dances taught, no partner necessary, donations accepted to pay the caller. More information at motherhouse.us. In Millerton on April 7th, the Movie House has a screening of The Gardener, a new documentary on the meaning of gardening, featuring the late Frank Cabot, founder of the Garden Conservancy, followed by a discussion with Gregory Long, president of the New York Botanical Garden, with an introduction by designer Bunny Williams at 7 p.m. The First Congregational Church of Stockbridge hosts Music on Main series on Saturday, April 7th at 7 p.m., an evening of swinging jazz, smoky blues, and a touch of twang, featuring Joanne Redding and Robert Kelly. Suggested donation of $20, $15 for seniors and students at the door. Proceeds help support the music ministry of the church, which is located at 4 Main Street in Stockbridge. More information online at stockbridgeucc.org/events. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, April 7th from 7 till 10 at St. John's Church. Backdoor Entrance presents the return of Fee Fi Fo, John White, Ronnie Neuhauser, Fred Medillo, and Jamie Moss. More information at nocheese.com. Donations at the door keep the music playing. Also information at tinyurl.com/12moons. April 8th in Salisbury, Tri-State Mini Maker Fair, a showcase of creative makers of Northwest Connecticut and the Tri-State area. Reverend Burns Firecraft will return with an extended performance. Admission is free. You need to register in advance at Eventbrite page to be eligible for a door prize drawing. It's being held at the Hotchkiss School from 10 until 3. April 8th in Cornwall, Village Meeting House, Cornwall Historical Society's annual Norman Dorson Lecture, A Republic If You Can Keep It, will be presented by Susan H. Herman, president of the National ACLU, in honor of Dorson's memory. 8 Bolton Hill Road. That begins at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 23,848.42, the NASDAQ at 6949.23, and the S&P 500 at 2605.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.